Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination, or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 25. Pedro Alonso Lopez. Pedro Alonso Lopez, often referred to as the Monster of the Andes, is one of the most infamous serial killers in modern history. Born on the 8th of October 1948 in Santa Isabel, Colombia, Lopez is believed to have murdered hundreds of young girls across Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. His crimes, shocking in both their scale and brutality, have made him one of the deadliest serial killers ever recorded. Lopez's early life was marked by hardship and cruelty. His mother, Benilda Lopez de Castaneda, was a prostitute who reportedly raised her children in an unstable and violent environment. At the age of 8, Lopez was caught molesting his younger sister. His mother, instead of seeking help or guidance, threw him out of the house. Left to fend for himself on the streets of Colombia, he soon fell into the hands of a man who offered him shelter, only to sexually abuse him. This horrific betrayal would become one of many traumatic experiences that shaped his life. Surviving as a street child, Lopez was eventually taken in by an American family who provided him with food, shelter, and education. However, despite their kindness, he ran away and returned to the streets, later claiming that he had been molested by a teacher. As a teenager, he fell into a life of petty crime, stealing cars and committing other offences that eventually landed him in prison. It was there that he would experience an event he later claimed changed him forever. According to Lopez's own accounts, he was gang-raped in prison by fellow inmates. In retaliation, he fashioned a weapon and murdered his attackers. His ability to kill with such cold precision hinted at the horrors to come. After serving his time, he was released. But instead of reintegrating into society, he embarked on a murderous spree that would span multiple countries and claim the lives of countless young girls. Lopez preyed on vulnerable children, targeting girls aged between 8 and 12. He would lure them away with promises of gifts or simply abduct them from marketplaces and rural villages. His method was calculated. He would gain their trust, take them to secluded locations, and then commit his heinous crimes. In many cases, he would strangle his victims, sometimes burying them in shallow graves or simply leaving their bodies exposed to the elements. What made Lopez particularly dangerous was his ability to operate unnoticed for so long. He moved frequently between countries, taking advantage of weak law enforcement and limited communication between authorities. This allowed him to evade capture for years, even as bodies began to pile up. His crimes largely went unnoticed until a flood in Ambato, Ecuador, uncovered a mass grave filled with the remains of missing girls. This discovery sparked fear and panic, but it was not until 1980 that Lopez was finally apprehended. His capture came about when he was caught trying to lure a young girl away from a marketplace. A group of locals, suspicious of his behaviour, intervened and turned him over to the police. Under interrogation, Lopez initially denied any wrongdoing, but as the evidence mounted against him, he eventually confessed to an astonishing number of murders. He claimed to have killed more than 300 girls, detailing his methods and expressing no remorse. Chillingly, he described his actions as a mission and referred to himself as a good person who was simply misunderstood. Investigators were initially skeptical of his confession, believing that he was exaggerating or seeking attention. However, when he led police to multiple burial sites, uncovering the bodies of his victims, the scale of his crimes became undeniable. His willingness to cooperate and his detailed knowledge of the killings left no doubt that he was telling the truth. In 1983, Lopez was convicted of 110 murders in Ecuador, a number that only represented a fraction of his true body count. However, due to Ecuadorian law at the time, The maximum sentence he could receive was just 16 years in prison. This shockingly lenient punishment outraged many, but there was little that could be done within the legal framework of the country. After serving his time, Lopez was released in 1994 on good behaviour, despite the concerns of authorities who feared he would kill again. Following his release, Lopez was immediately deported to Colombia, where he was arrested and charged with an additional murder. However, after spending some time in a psychiatric hospital, he was deemed rehabilitated, and in 1998 was once again set free. His whereabouts after this point remain largely unknown, but there are unconfirmed reports that he may have continued killing or disappeared into the criminal underworld. The case of Pedro Alonso Lopez remains one of the most disturbing examples of a serial killer operating with near impunity. His ability to evade justice for so long, coupled with the leniency of his sentences, highlights serious flaws in the legal systems of the countries where he committed his crimes. Despite the overwhelming evidence against him and the confessions he provided, there was little international effort to ensure he remained behind bars indefinitely. Psychologists and criminologists have studied Lopez's case extensively, attempting to understand what could drive a person to such extreme violence. Many believe that his early experiences of abandonment, abuse, and exposure to violence played a significant role in shaping his psyche. However, even in the context of a tragic upbringing, his complete lack of remorse and apparent pleasure in his crimes suggest a deeply disturbed individual who defies conventional explanations, and like many serial killers who seek fame or leave behind clear evidence of their actions, Lopez operated in the shadows, preying on the most vulnerable members of society. His victims were often poor, their disappearances going unnoticed for long periods. This anonymity, coupled with the limitations of law enforcement in the regions he targeted, allowed him to continue killing for years. To this day, the true number of his victims remains unknown. Whether he is still alive or has long since perished is also a mystery. Some believe he may have assumed a new identity, while others suspect he was killed by vigilantes or rival criminals. Regardless of his fate, his crimes continue to haunt the families of his victims and serve as a grim reminder of the darkness that can lurk within the human soul. Pedro Alonso Lopez's story is a chilling account of unchecked evil, systemic failures, and the devastating impact of one man's monstrous actions. His name is often overshadowed by more infamous serial killers from the West, but in terms of sheer numbers, he stands among the deadliest the world has ever seen. His crimes serve as a tragic testament to the lives lost and the justice that many believe was never truly served. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.